Hey man, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I wanted to talk a little bit about your power or your masculine strength or what makes you attractive to women, to your wife, to other people, how they want to spend time with, how they trust you, how they want to open up to you and share things with you and trust you to lead them. And what's underlying that in most cases is your belief in yourself, your belief in who you are, your belief in your intentions, even knowing what that stuff is, knowing what it means for you to want to live and love in your life in the way that you want to. And oftentimes this is exactly what we're talking to men about in our coaching sessions, is we'll get the feedback that I never knew that I could just live my life the way I wanted to. You know, I thought I had to put other people first. I thought I had to make sure they were happy. And this is kind of a lot of the messages that we get growing up and in society. And we end up learning how to be tentative. And tentative is the worst place to be in your relationship if you want to create connection, if you want to create intimacy. Tentative, it creates uncertainty, it creates confusion, it creates even anxiety in the other person when you're being tentative. And it's kind of like we're looking for permission, we're looking for approval first before we choose how we're going to move forward and decide how we're going to create the opportunity or lead the moment into something that we actually want. We don't have that confidence, and we talk about this as masculine confidence or masculine strength. And really this just comes down to belief in yourself, knowing that your intention comes from a good place. And so when we're talking about things like putting other people first or wanting other people to be happy, you know, happy wife, happy life, well, if your intention is that somebody else enjoy themselves when they're spending time with you, that you have a connection that is fun and flirty and exciting, and you create an opportunity for some kind of deeper connection, well, that's a really good intention. So believe in that intention, trust in that intention. The problem is that we go in with an initial intention, but we're tentative, and we look for that approval, we look for that initial feedback that says somebody else is available to that. And we then allow that feedback to determine who we are and what it is that we have to give in that moment. And in actual fact, you just have to trust that your intention is good, that you have stuff to give, and that you are creating an opportunity for something good to happen. In the course that I'm running with Alexis Shepherd, Dr. Alexis Shepherd, coming up mid-September, I'll put the link in the video below this, we are practicing this. The reason it's a really interesting and fun course for me to be part of running is that we do live practice with connection, we do live practice with intention, we do live practice with presence, and we get guys to really understand how their quality of intention, how their quality of presence, how their quality of desire, and how they're trying to lead or create opportunities in each moment is changing and weakening, and how they're backing out from things, and how they can be much more confident in that. And we do a lot of this in the coaching that we do directly, Steve and I do, and the other coaches that we have with men as well. We're just saying, well, how do you want to live? How do you want to love in your relationship? What is stopping you from playing full out and loving the way that you want to and creating opportunities for intimacy exactly how you want them to be? What is stopping you from doing that? Because really, it's us. We're the one that's getting in the way of our own ability to create the fun and excitement and flirtation and connection that we want. So that's what I have for you today, guys. It's just your intention is where your power comes from. But it starts with a belief. It starts with woo-woo love for yourself, right? You've got to love that you have some amazing gifts that other people want to receive from you. Your desire, your attention, your intention, your fun, your strength, All of that stuff is stuff people love to receive from you. So let's practice that. Let's get you clear on that. And then from that place, when you recognize, actually, I am a great man. I have got a lot to give. Well, then now you start to have a lot more fun and be a lot more deliberate and a lot more confident. And that completely changes your masculine energy, your masculine strength. The strength that she feels from you in your emotions and how you're able to lead her. Okay, take care, guys. See you soon.